This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my colleague Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, about an airstrike in Damascus. The consulate, the Iranian consulate, the building destroyed somewhere between the Iranian residence and the Canadian embassy residence. Building destroyed, at least six to eight KIA, one of them a senior Iranian Revolutionary Guards commander in Damascus. Why? Malcolm answers and describes what this means for the whole region, what it means for the road ahead in Israel, Iran directing its surrogates, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, the Kataib Hezbollah in Iraq, and other bad actors. Here's Malcolm Honlein to describe the airstrike and the threatened retaliation.
This was a very significant development this morning where somebody took out a building that is adjacent to the Iranian embassy in Damascus, a building that housed the consulate and perhaps the residence of the ambassador, and it was next door to the Canadian embassy. And somehow this building has met its end, and included amongst those who were inside were leaders of the Iran Revolutionary Guard in a very high-level meeting. Estimates are 6 to 8 people were killed in the strike, but most importantly, and Iran has acknowledged that General Mohammad Reza Zahedi, who is a senior commander of the IRGC, the Iran Revolutionary Guard, was killed. Iran is threatening a severe response, but these were all senior Iranian officials, obviously meeting to coordinate their activities with Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and the militias in Iraq and Syria, which have become more active. And this was considered a very significant strike and blow at their capacity.
More of this later. Thank you.